Chapter 1, The Men of the New Right. This isn't my story. This is the story of the Zoomers. More specifically, this is the history of the American men of Generation Z and their journey across the political spectrum. These boys, once default liberals, have moved all the way over to the far right, and apparently everyone wants to know how we got here. Not too long ago, we were fairly indifferent to what our government was up to. We were way more interested in hanging out with our friends, playing video games, and sports. Our eventual involvement in politics wasn't spurred by deep passion. It came out of necessity. We've been forced into the arena, and most of us aren't happy about it. Even now, almost no one in Gen Z can articulate much political theory. They can't identify the flaws in the Communist Manifesto. There isn't a strong grasp of Machiavelli. We don't all understand liberalism's structural failures and how it incorrectly assesses the nature of man. All we have is a feeling. But the feeling is all we need. We know that our nation's in trouble, even if we can't recognize the root causes of every problem we see. It's an instinct. It's that same feeling we had as children when things weren't quite right. Maybe it was a stranger with an insincere smile or a pit bull paying us too much attention. We may not have been able to do anything about stuff like that back then, but we aren't children anymore. It looks like it's time to finally do something about these predators surrounding us. They won't be going away anytime soon, but neither will we. This is the tale of my generation's political transformation. It's the path that led so many of us to our awakening. It isn't a study on politics, it's not a manifesto, it's simply the recounting of the actions and reactions which have brought us to where we now find ourselves in 2026.